Welcome to this episode of the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, where we explore how God is part of life, honest and real. My name is Brian, and I'll be talking to...
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. And in this episode, we'll be talking about, what do we say, a unique experience Sarah had, I guess, a cool experience. I kind of like the word cool. We'll go with that. But first, let's get to know Sarah a little bit. Tell us about yourself, you know, your age, your grade, etc.
Yeah, I'm Sarah, and I have already graduated high school because I graduated early. I'm 17. I don't know what else to say.
Right, so you don't go to school, right? Because you graduated. Do you have a job or anything?
I do have a job. Okay. I love my job. I work with aftercare kids at Eagle River Christian School.
Oh, neat. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, you graduated high school, but you're still kind of a high school student because you're 17. Yeah, you're kind of in a no man's land there.
Yeah, it is weird.
Right. And so this podcast, we live in Alaska, for those of you that don't know. And it snows here, does it not, Sarah?
It does. It snows a lot.
Yeah, we had a lot of snow this year, didn't we? Oh, yeah. My gosh. My driveway is, I think the berms are the highest they've ever been.
Yeah, I can't even park in our own driveway.
Really?
Because it's so high.
Yeah, my snowblower, like, I can't get the angle high enough to go over where it is. Do you like snow generally?
I love snow. It's so much fun to just play in. And, you know, my sister and I, well, the first time it snowed this year, we wanted to build, like, a house out of snow. So we
took our big... like an igloo or like a house?
Like an actual house, okay. Like the shape of a house.
Gotcha.
And we took our big sled that we have. It's like one of those jet sleds, like huge sled. Mm-hmm. And we were working on this for hours. We compacted all the snow. We like stacked it together.
So did you make like bricks or kind of what was...
Yeah, we made bricks using the sled.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was exhausting. It was hard work. Yeah.
Snow is heavy and snow is...
It is heavy. It took both of us lifting up the snow chunks to just get it up on the walls and all that stuff. And
yeah, it's heavy because, like, it's so fluffy and pretty when it comes down. But
once it gets wet, though, from sitting there, it's pretty heavy.
Right. So you and your sister are making this snow house.
Yeah, we were working on this, and, it was still snowing while we were making this, and it was hard work. And then we came inside because we were just exhausted. Yeah. And
now I have to ask, did you come in? Did you have warm cocoa when you came
yes,
in?
Yes, I was drinking coffee and I made my sister hot chocolate.
All right, the true winter experience.
Yes. Yeah,
it's real. Yeah.
We had no marshmallows though, so she was kind of sad. But
okay, are you a marshmallow person?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a no marshmallow person myself too. And I'm not so much cocoa. I'm more on the hot with the coffee.
Yeah.
Or tea. I like tea.
Yeah.
As long as it's hot, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, back to your story. So, yeah.
Yeah. So we came inside and my mom, she was like, you guys didn't shovel the driveway. Like, why? We need the driveway shoveled so we can drive through there.
So
like,
were you supposed to be out there shoveling the driveway?
No, we weren't. Okay. But she just was like, you could have done that.
You were out there.
Yeah. And, yeah. So I decided to go out there and shovel, even though I was really tired. I was really exhausted. And, you know, I had been really dealing with, like, a lot of hurt because one of my friends, she was really hurtful at that time. And it was hard, like, emotionally. And so I go out there and I'm shoveling. And I'm like...
Can we go back a little bit? So, like, she was having a lot of issues or problems.
Yeah.
And you were feeling... pain with her, or sympathy, sort of?
No, it was more of like an argument,
okay.
But not between me and her, between her and somebody else, and it was affecting our relationship.
So there was some sort of, we'll just say drama.
Yeah, it was really, it was.
But it sounds like it was serious drama.
It was hard.
Just like, I don't know, middle school drama, for like a better description.
Yeah, it was very much a spiritual battle too, because...
Wow.
She's not a Christian, so it was, like, having to deal with that, like, I don't know. And yeah, so I'm out there shoveling and I have no help. And it was exhausting. I was already tired. And I was like, I was praying. I was like, why am I doing this alone? I don't want to do this alone. I don't like, this is hard. And I'm already alone because I don't have my friend, because we're struggling. Like, why do I have to go alone? And it was just like a lot of wrestling with God and about loneliness, which is something I've always struggled with too. But, and
this is as you're shoveling.
As I'm shoveling, right. Yeah, I multitask. Right. That's how I think best, is when I'm working. And I just felt his presence overcome me, and like him telling me, like, you're not alone. Like, I'm with you. I'm here for you. And it just overwhelmed me so much. I had to lay down on the driveway and I was just sitting there, like, just in his presence. And it was so beautiful. And it was still snowing, so snow was falling on my face.
You're slowly getting buried.
Yeah, so, pretty much, yeah. And it was just really great to be reminded, like, I'm not alone. And his presence is enough. Like, yeah, he's there.
Right. So you're shoveling away. You're thinking about, I wouldn't say conversing with God.
Yeah.
Yeah, about, yeah, like, loneliness and kind of working through that. I'm trying to rephrase this because I want to get to the question of, like, did it just, like, boom, hit you? Or how did it kind of?
Yeah, it was kind of like it just overcame me. And that's why I had to lay down, because it was just so powerful.
Right.
And I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's just right. Peaceful. His love and his peace just overcame me. And it just, right. Yeah.
That's just so cool. You can tell I'm beaming. It's just a neat story. Like, how long did you, like, lay down there? Like, do you know? Like,
I don't know. Okay. It might have been a couple minutes.
Okay, a few minutes. I just,
yeah, because I looked up and I was covered in snow. So.
All right, so. So you had this, like, amazing experience. How do you live life after that? Get up and continue shoveling? Like,
I don't know. I think I did get up and I continued shoveling, but it was also like, it was less of me praying and, like, arguing, like, I am alone. And it was more of, like, just remembering, like, no, he's with me. He's got me. And I could go through the rest of my day, like, reminding myself, like, he's there. And that was a great.
Right. So you kind of went from a wrestling conversation. You had this boom moment. Holy Spirit, like,
yeah,
he hit you, right? This boom moment. And then after that, it was almost like a joyful kind of shuffling. Like,
yeah, it was.
An afterglow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And did you finish the driveway?
No, I didn't, because I was scraping the ice, ooh, like the bottom of it with a metal shovel. So I got like halfway done. And right. Then I was like, it's dark out. I'm tired. I can't physically do this anymore because I haven't eaten food. I need to go do that. So I went inside to go eat. And then I was like, I'm not going back out.
Oh, why'd you get that food in you? Yeah. It's
can't, yeah.
So then, like, that night or that next day or next week or two or whatever, like, was there any after effect when you, like, reflected back on?
Oh, yeah, totally. Because I just remember that feeling and, like, he's there. Like, he's really there. And I could just go throughout my day with the joy knowing that he is there.
So about how long ago was this now?
First time it snowed this year. I don't know.
Okay,
it was
that was probably 4 months, 3-4 months, we're saying?
I think so,
so
yeah.
So this moment has continued on for 4 months.
Yeah, wow. Well, and more reoccurring moments. Like, okay. it shows up and it's just,
wow.
I don't know how to explain it.
Well, I think you say you don't know how to explain it. Exactly, it's super natural,
yeah.
Right? There is no natural explanation. And all you can do is tell your story.
Yeah.
Which you did so really beautifully. That is so awesome. So, there's probably some people out there listening that are like, whoa, like, I want that. How do I get that? Like, I want that. Tell me what steps, and I'm guessing there are, I don't know, what would your thing be for that kind of response?
I don't know. I just be present with him and his presence will come to you. Right. I don't know. Right. Like you just have to be willing to have his presence in your life and also be open to see when it's there. Like, see when God's working in your life and you'll see it more and more. I don't know.
So that was a big change. Part of that change was once that experience happened. Do you have a name for it or anything?
No, I don't.
We'll call it the shove weight experience. I don't know. That's kind of doesn't give it due justice. Yeah. Anyways, whatever we call it. The after effects have also been made you more aware of his presence.
Yeah.
And it's basically changed your life.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it really, yeah. At least in that aspect for sure. Anything else you want to add while we wrapping up here? Because that's just a really neat story.
I don't think I have anything.
All right. Well, that's good because our time is almost up here. And man, we hope you guys found this conversation helpful. Just you're doing tasks, you're thinking, you're wrestling with God, thinking through things with God. And then you just being open in the spirit. He might come and visit you.
Yeah.
And then embrace that moment and keep that moment going forward. That's just so awesome. What a cool story. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, and don't forget to subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, thanks for listening to the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, Honest, Real Life. This is Brian.
And this is Sarah.
Until next time, happy shoveling.